Well, there's no mistaking that voice.
Seals and Crofts.
That's right, AD. Yes. Seals and Crofts.
Yes. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and
Blackie.
Blackie.
This is, of course, Wasp and their debut record from 84. And this is... Hellion.
Hellion!
God, did I love this record when I was in sixth grade.
I love it now, man.
I still love it, man.
Fucking great. It was
so good. They kind of took what Kiss and Alice Cooper did and punched it into the 1980s.
Yeah.
With the sound of the drums, the reverb and all that stuff, and just big metal.
It's what Motley Crue tried so hard to do.
Oh, no. Don't get into that again. Oh, yes. Discogs has spat this one out, and I'm
so
happy.
Good job, Discogs.
Yes, Discogs said a good job. The randomizer said... Pull out your Wasp record, Ryan, and I said, okay.
I'll do it, yeah.
I'd be happy to...
Pull out that Wasp record or die, or suffer.
Woo, all right, well, shall we get cracking?
Let's crack. Crack's enjoyable.
All right.
Release the Kraken.
Hi, this is Steve Priest from Sweet, and I'm on the Shabby Road Record Show.
Yeah, I'm so...
Thank heavens.
Well, hey, Lava!
Hey, Lava!
The Shabby Road Record Show is on the air, your hipster free vinyl podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McKay. And now, what you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the mystery, and catch the drift of A.D. Adams.
Yes! Indeed, catch that drift. Well, welcome one and welcome all to another trip into the moist and swollen bowels of Sunny Slope, you poor brave souls. You've stumbled into the moral abyss known as Shabby Road Studio. If Paradise Theater had a polar opposite, then this is surely it. So come sail away. Come sail away with us, lads and lasses. And please don't touch the panazos. It's breeding season, and they're a bit cranky when they're hungry, but that's okay, because we got records.
Oh, we do have records to share with you tonight. Very exciting, the theme of tonight's show, which is our best of 2018.
Uh-huh.
Or as you would say, 2018.
2018.
Yeah, time flies.
So we're very excited to share those with you, and it's coming up. It's episode 197, so thanks for joining us here, as always, and finding us over on the social media stuff at Facebook and Twitter and what's the other one? Oh, Instagram.
Yes.
At Shabby Podcast. Hey, let's say hi to our good pal and friend over there in the corner running the controls. That of course is Liz Morgan.
No, it's not.
Oh, Liz
Damian Brooks.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Maybe season 6 I will get it together.
We're doubting that.
No.
We don't think that's going to be.
I am a creature of habit.
Right?
And speaking of creatures, she's also got with her that cantankerous bag of bolts that's going to chime in and piss us off royally. That, of course, is Sal 5000.
God damn it!
Jesus. She's mad about the Morgan thing, huh?
She's in a mood today.
She's in a mood.
She should be.
Yeah. So, let's talk about our friend's nameonanything.com.
Nameonanything.com. Nameonanything.com. Ryan, you know what? With the new year coming in and you know, 2018 was tumultuous and crazy, but the new year's ringing in soon, and I've decided to really start, quote-unquote, pushing my brand, as they say in showbiz on Wall Street, right?
Mm.
So what I've decided to do, Ryan, is to make sure that everything I buy next year has my name and logo on it, everything. And where can I go to do such a thing? Why, nameonanything.com, of course.
Mm.
I'm going to put my name on balls and balloons, on the asses of mandrills, chimps, and baboons. I'm going to buy me a jacket with my name on the back. I just can't wear it when I'm buying my crack. Going to get some Chuck Taylors with my logo embroidered.
That's
and if
cool.
anyone fucks with them, they're going to get moited.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, where can you get all this priceless name recognition, Ryan? Nameonanything.com. What? You weren't listening? Huh? I said nameonanything.com. That's nameonanything.com.
And they will whack off 10% of your total order if you mention the Shabby Road Record Show. So why don't you go over there today and start ordering jackets and hats and hoodies and toques and what have you.
Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds bottle openers.
Because they like whacking off.
Yes. They love to whack off 10% over there.
Yes.
So, nameonanything.com.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're still recovering from Christmas, apparently.
What an episode.
Oh, my God.
Our good friends, Santa Claus and Ricky Serrano, stopped by.
My favorite moment, if you guys haven't heard the Christmas episode, it is always a treat. My favorite moment is when he apologized for the language to just the girls. Sorry for the language, ladies. Like, only girls.
We have delicate ears.
He's 400 years old, so he's stuck in a different time.
He doesn't care what the guys think. No. There's nothing in it for him.
So that was super fun. All right, so we've got a couple records here to share with you tonight. Liz has the two playing cards. I'm going to see who's going to be the first one to take one out and spin a track.
Whip it out.
We are celebrating this year of 2018, season 5 of the Shabby Road Record Show. AD has his favorite record of the year.
I do. The best.
And I have the same thing as well.
No, mine has a little twist, though.
Mine
does,
too.
Album of the year with a twist.
Yes.
I'll explain later.
We'll get there.
But not before I have to, Your Honor. I know my rights.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'll take mine with a twist.
Okay.
Ooh. So, Liz, you got the two playing cards.
Yes.
And may I pick?
Yes.
I think you feel like you did last time. Let's do the... Let's go right.
Black.
Wow.
Well,
I always pick myself.
You do.
You do.
You have a knack for that.
So let's talk about 2018 in my record collection.
Okay.
All right. I kind of cheated a little bit. You know, in the past, I've nominated some absolutely spectacular records. The Monkees' Good Times.
Fantastic.
Great. Monkees album.
Right, yeah.
Surprisingly good, and that's why I picked it. I was like, you shouldn't be good, and you're great.
It's a delight. It's a delightful. It's a great Monkees record.
Yeah. Butterscotch Cathedral, another cool band I still love and still pull that record out from time to time.
Good
love
record.
That record.
Indie band.
Yeah, so I tried to do things from, you know, from obviously it's 2018, so it's like released in the year, but and I do have one that was released this year, but it is archival, so I kind of cheated a little bit. I don't know if you followed the program or not, but excellent.
But I cheated wildly. You cheated a little. I cheated wild ass.
You just didn't even
flagrantly
bring an album from 2018 at all.
No. And I'll explain that. But
okay,
yeah.
We'll get there.
So we're all good. We're all good. Offsetting penalties.
So I do have a list of some honorable mentions that I do want to point out.
Okay.
I did not bring them. We'll get to the one I brought. But I want to talk about some of the great records that were in fact, released in 2018.
Okay. That's funny. I did the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I wonder
yeah.
if we have a couple on this on your list that are on mine as well. So, of course, Judas Priest released a new album in 2018 called Firepower, and I did enjoy that record. I do not own it on vinyl, so therefore it didn't make it into the box tonight, but I thought that record, Firepower, came out of the gate real strong, real fast and heavy and hard, and then it sort of fades away, that record. So it wasn't, I don't know, there was something about it that was sort of lackluster. Also, like, Rob Halford writes great lyrics, but not on Firepower. I thought they were a little clumsy, a little forced. I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear Firepower?
I haven't heard the whole record. I haven't sat down front to back, but I've heard a few tracks on it. And the ones I've heard are Priest.
Yeah.
They're good.
Oh, yeah, you know? They're rocking.
Obviously, I haven't heard the weaker cuts, probably,
yeah.
You know. But, I mean, what's Halford now, 72-ish?
Yeah,
he's
up there.
He's not young thinking about, you know, speeding in cars anymore. He's thinking about just making it to the bathroom on time, you know? So it's kind of hard. It's kind of a hard subject to tap into and really make convincingly Priest-y lyrics.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But if you think of the classic Priest, like, and like stuff off Sin After Sin.
Well, he's not sinning as much anymore, is he?
Yeah, it's true.
Or
yeah, the stained glass.
Right.
You know, the lyrics that he writes, you know, were so inventive for that genre. So, but yeah, good record nevertheless. So, you know, it's good to see guys that age still rocking like that. But, you know, I don't know if they got the new guitarist and Glenn Hughes is on the record, but I can't remember if, yeah.
Oh, is he touring with them?
Glenn
Hughes. No, they're touring.
Glenn Tipton. I'm sorry.
Glenn Tipton, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, but overall worth checking out. The other one along the same lines, Saxon released an album in 2018.
Hey.
Called Thunderbolt, and I really liked it.
I have not heard that.
That's
then.
Worth checking out.
Okay.
They have a song called They Played Rock and Roll, and it's a tribute to Lemmy and the Boys in Motorhead, because Lemmy would always, well, Motorhead and we played rock and roll.
Yeah.
And they had a tribute song to them, you know, which was really nice.
How cool. It's
but
it's
great. A solid record. Saxon, Thunderbolt. Check that one out.
Saxon.
One of the records I did bring from 2018 earlier in this year was Anywhere Loud, a live album by Imperial State Electric.
That's on my list, Ryan.
Which is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Didn't make it. I got another album that beat it out, and it was close. I mean, okay. It was going to be Imperial State Electric or the one I brought, and we'll find out what that is. But Imperial State Electric, one of those bands from Sweden, Nicky Anderson, great, just a great band.
Classic
and they did a double live record. But not only did they just do a double live record, but they really captured this feel of the like a 70s double live album.
One of the notes that I took on it, that it feels, it's very much and feels in the spirit of Blue Oyster Cult's On Your Feet or On Your Knees. I mean, it's just,
totally.
It's almost a bookend double live album with that. As a matter of fact, don't they even quote, musically quote some Judas Priest in there? Don't they do
they
the
do.
Red and the Black or something? Or they, seven? Well, they riff out on
they play Black Sabbath.
I knew it was, yeah, they did a Sabbath piece in there, but didn't they riff out on some?
They may have done a Blue Oyster Cult.
I want to say they
not
riffed
Judas
out
Priest,
on,
but Blue Oyster Cult.
Did I say Judas Priest?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, they riffed on.
Oh, Judas Priest.
No, no, it was like, wasn't it the Red and the Black? Or they riffed out on their Dizbusters or something.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Right? Yeah, they pulled a couple of quotes from that record, and I'm thinking the whole time, well, the record feels the same, and then they go and do that. I'm like, yeah, man,
yeah,
great record.
Speaking of things that were sent to me from Sweden by way of the Seaborg Record Club, I brought a record by a band called Graveyard called Peace, which also deserves a mention because it was one that we spun.
It's
a very good record, yeah.
Yep.
Not worthy of the real upper echelon of record of the year, that lofty goal.
Right,
that some
right.
Try.
I had that in my queue.
Graveyard?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good record.
Yeah.
So then one more. Ace Frehley put out a record this year, and that's Spaceman. So I thought that's a good record. I really have, I've sat with it now for a few months, and I really dig it.
The cover alone is just
you know who you played with this weekend?
Oh, who?
Guess.
Ace is playing
with Angel
last weekend. You know,
oh, Angel, yeah, Punky yeah. Meadows and Frank Domino. Yeah, oh wow.
And John Bouvier.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
And Lita Ford.
Wow. Oh, that's that New Jersey Kiss Expo or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that looks like a ball of entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, Edward Furlong and the other dude, the actors that were in Detroit Rock City are gonna be there as well. But that was like last weekend. I think
we
missed
it.
Last
weekend. It was on like Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
He was doing the entire 1978 solo album. Was
no
Ace Frehley.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't remember it.
I can't remember.
No. Oh, is it time for my solo, Kylie?
Right. So I also put in my notes, AD, I don't know if you did this, but just stuff that I, because Spotify will give me like a year in review and some of the things that I listen to a lot on Spotify and vinyl too, because these two artists that I'm going to mention are like my number one and two things that I just got way into this year. And first of all, being the first one being Todd Rundgren and Utopia.
Well, yeah,
that was such a great concert.
Yeah.
And I never listened to those Utopia records outside of the first one. And in gearing up for the concert on your birthday, I bought all of the Utopia records, and I absolutely fell in love with them.
They're great. They really are great.
They are
They're
great.
Better than I remember them being. That's the cool part of it.
Yeah. They're right? They're kind of 80s, but then there's a certain charm about them.
No, he doesn't go full on and try to sell you the 80s.
Not till later.
Right.
You got to get pretty far into the 80s before those Utopia records start to really suck.
The art of Utopia is knowing when to stop.
Yeah, yes. And I would say that the last, there was actually one AD from, was it 83? It's got a horrible cover. It just says Utopia. That's the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
A self-titled record. That's the last one. And but you got to skip Swing to the Right, because I think Swing to the Right.
I've got that one. It's not bad.
It's the lesser of in the catalog. That is probably my third least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd go definitely Everything in the 70s.
I mean,
Another Live, Raw, Oops, Wrong Planet, and Adventures in Utopia. Yeah, those are all great from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just been absorbing that. And I love it.
It's fun.
Another band I discovered, thanks to Steven Seaborg, and later Gary Gilson, found me a bunch of records by Nectar.
Nectar.
Yes. Nectar was great, man. I loved me some Nectar this year.
How and great is that, that record?
I made a playlist on Spotify, and it was always playing.
Yeah.
Apparently. And finally, AD, before I reveal my record of the year, I do want to make one more mention of another band that I have recently discovered how great they are.
Jethro Tull.
It is Jethro Tull. I am here to officially...
I want to hug you, Ryan.
I am officially announcing I have been tulled. That Aqualung record I have listened to about 50 times in the last week.
Come here, you big lug.
And
I go,
there's peace.
It's so cute. They're hugging.
There's peace. Yay. I even busted out. I found a copy that I had designated for the trash of Minstrel in the Gallery.
And
that
you pulled it out. You saved it.
I saved it. It was under my bed. And I pulled it out and I spun that one.
And it's a great one.
It's good. I got to get used to it.
That was my next stop for you, buddy.
Minstrel in the Gallery. Oh,
but it's funny, my sister.
I love the orchestration on it.
Well, Cindy called today. And she, by the way, get better, Cindy. She's been sick. She had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. She's doing good, though, right?
Yeah, she had an emergency situation. She's fine now. It was one of those weird anomaly things. She got to take care of. But she called. We talked today. And she goes, okay, truth. Are you and Ryan just fucking with us that he's been told? And I go, no, no, it's for real.
It's been going on for years,
yeah,
decades.
I'm so happy, right, for you. I'm happy
you
for you, Ryan.
For
I'm happy. I'm not happy for me. I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
because what you're about to receive. You know,
I think Ian Anderson's an absolute genius, and I couldn't believe that I didn't even mind the flute. At all on Aqualung, right? Some of that stuff that's
I'm
going on.
I'll give you a flute for Christmas.
No, let's not go too far.
Honey, I'll give you a flute for Christmas, huh?
Boom, hey. I think the next one I want to buy, AD, tell me if I'm right or wrong, is Benefit.
Benefit. That's what Cindy said.
Really?
Cindy said, get him Benefit next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Benefit?
I have Benefit. I'll get it for you right now and take it home with you.
Steven Wilson does do a remix of Benefit, I'm told.
Oh, I want to hear that.
I know, right? Okay. So thank you guys for that. It took a team, is a team effort. Gary Gilson, Steven Seaborg, and you.
Steven. Yes.
And Santa Claus.
Yep, four round high fives, and Ryan, you're in the middle of the whole thing right there. We're looking like the Pearl Jam album cover with our hands in the air.
So with all of that behind us now, AD, let's reveal what my record of the year is in 2018. Again, I kind of cheated a little bit. This record, the music contained within it is not recorded in 2018. It's actually recorded in January of 1973.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yep. But
that's what I was trying to do.
There you go, with your belly, yes.
Yeah, just ran out of breath.
This record, to me, really captivated me, and I want to use the word it comforted me, you know, for any musician out there that's really working their tail off and trying to get their songs and their records noticed. And you've played these gigs where no one is clapping and no one is looking at you. And then you look at and you spin these records by your heroes and you're like, these guys are rock stars. They must have had cheering crowds every time they played. But no, not in the case. Not in the case of Big Star, AD.
Oh.
My record of the year for 2018 is Live at Lafayette's Music Room, a double live record released by Big Star.
Nice.
And I just love this record. We spoke of it. I forget what episode it was. It was a few months ago.
Yeah, we did.
It was It's basically an archival release, of course. It was originally released on a in a box set, some Big Star box set in 2009. And I don't know if this is a Record Store Day thing with this double vinyl release of it. But, yeah, it's just got its own proper release with this. And it's Seaboard Record Club. And they are playing a gig at this little place in Memphis, Tennessee, called Lafayette's Music Room. And they are an opening act. And they're opening for Archie Bell and the Drells.
Oh, yeah.
Tighten up.
Is that this?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, no.
And there's no clapping in between songs. Everybody's like, who are these guys? Now, Big Star, of course.
Dying just slow death. That's horrible.
The crowd could care less. You know, they're just like, will you just please stop playing and bring on Archie Bell and the Drells?
So awful. What a
And meanwhile,
feeling.
Like, for as decades go by, obviously Big Star becomes a power pop legend, right? Because it was
iconic in their way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The genius of Alex Chilton and Eric Bell, you know, and it's just amazing. Or Chris Bell, sorry. Eric Bell's from Thin Lizzy. Chris Bell. Not Archie Bell.
Not Maggie Bell.
So, now I don't... one of the things I mentioned when I brought the record is that they do some cool covers on it. So I want to play one of the covers. One of them is a Todd Rundgren one, Slut, which comes off of Todd's Something Anything record. But he does a cover of Baby Strange by T-Rex. And I figured, I bet you'd like to hear that, AD.
What? Really?
Yeah, and Liz, I know you're a big T-Rex fan.
I love T-Rex.
So it shows you, like I'm such a fan of Big Star and their three records during their lifetime. and to hear them try to perform live and no one gives a shit. And they're still rocking balls. I mean, it ain't like they suck. It's that thing, and that's why you take comfort in it as a musician, where you go, these guys are great. And Alex Chilton is fucking sitting there with an acoustic guitar playing one of the most gorgeous pop songs ever, called 13.
And nobody gives a rat's ass.
And no one gives a fucking rat's ass.
Oh, God.
And it's heartbreaking.
Now,
there's comfort. You know, does that make sense? Like, I'm comforted by that?
Well, because it happened to
there.
Them, too.
Yes, right.
And it's like, am I the only musician to ever suffer this humiliating, slow death in public on stage while you're pouring your soul out? The answer is, oh, no. No, there have been plenty. And if your heroes have suffered that same fate, it is a little more comforting. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they can take it and still rise above it, then...
Yeah, they had a rough go.
Then I won't kill myself today.
Yeah. They had a rough go in their lifetime, no doubt about it.
Oh,
you
sure.
Know, they, Chris Bell leaves after the first record. And what we see here on this album, which was recorded just after Chris departed the band, they're a power trio. So,
right, yeah,
and
I noticed that.
Chris made a really good solo record, but it didn't do nothing. And they soldiered on as a three-piece for another couple records, and Alex Chilton went on and did other things. But come the 90s, all these sort of grunge people were like, these Big Star records are absolutely incredible.
Well, they really are. I mean, they are.
Yes,
yeah.
No doubt about it. That 70s show, remember that TV show, that 70s show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The opening song is a Big Star song. Hanging out.
Right, sure.
That's a Big Star song. So it's a power pop thing. Way before power pop was a term. I mean, maybe Badfinger and Big Star.
They were just more pop and rock, really.
Yeah,
Badfinger.
Raspberries.
Now, let me ask you, is this whole record, the whole two album set, the set that they played?
Yeah. Uninterrupted.
So, as an opening act, there's 20 songs on there.
That's true.
So
that's
they
another
played a
thing.
Full length,
mm-hmm.
Not an opening 20-minute or half hour, 40-minute set.
Yeah.
This is
they did over an hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting that they were allotted that much time. But Archie Bell and the Drells was a one-hit wonder.
They went up and did
what, they could play Tighten Up
15 minutes, do a solo, out of here.
All right. We need somebody to kill time.
That's what they were. That's probably what the thing was. Just how long is our set? As long as you want.
Yeah.
As long as you fucking want. Archie's got 9 songs total. Total.
So just based on the covers that they did, you know, obviously we're fans of T-Rex. We're fans of Todd Rundgren. And they're covering those. I think that's fascinating. And it's somewhere you can get nowhere else to hear Alex Chilton sing Baby Strange.
Right.
So I'm a huge Alex Chilton fan.
And we love our T-Rex.
And yeah, exactly. And he obviously likes T-Rex too. And I'm like, I love you even more now. And Todd Rundgren. Holy shit.
He's probably going, let's play a T-Rex song so this horrible crowd isn't totally our fault.
Yeah. I think it's almost like they're trying to win him over.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's play a T-Rex.
They'll know this one. They'll know Baby Strange by T-Rex.
Well, play Bang a Gong at least, you two.
Yeah, at least.
You three.
Hey, you three.
All right, let's drop the needle on it, AD. I forget where it is. Side four somewhere, I believe. Or at the end of side three,
side
maybe.
Side three, there you go.
Yeah, Baby Strange, a T-Rex cover by none other than... Record of the Year 2018.
All right.
Big Star live at Lafayette's Music Room, Memphis, recorded January 1973. Wow. What a gig.
Let's go.
What a gig. We'll be right back. There was a couple claps there.
Yeah, right.
There were T-Rex fans there in Memphis.
Golf claps.
Yes. Warts and all, that's Big Star, man. Dropping a lot of bass clams there. Andy,
yeah.
Get it together. Come on, Andy.
And
sober up.
Where is that?
Memphis. It's the Lafayette Music Room. In 1973.
Surprised. That's so raw, though. That's a great...
Memphis is a music town. I'm surprised they just weren't like, yay.
That's, I'm sure, what they were thinking when they walked off the stage that night. Like, what?
I mean, regardless of...
what happens, you know?
I mean, it's music town.
Memphis is a great... like Beale Street, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you would think
town.
every genre... and band that comes in, that they're like, yay, live music, we love you, we support you.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not.
Remember that catfish we had on Beale Street in Memphis?
That was heaven.
What were you doing?
Heaven on a fork.
We were with Crash Street Kids for that.
I think we were heading to Memphis or Nashville. Where did we play? Nashville?
Oh, we played in Nashville.
We
stopped in Memphis
for
some reason.
Yeah.
Why
did
we do that?
To go to Graceland.
Get some catfish.
I think we probably did.
I think we got about as far as Texas and you kept going, we got to pull over in Memphis and get us some catfish. And I think that was the plan.
Right.
Once we hit Amarillo, I think that was the goal.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Did you go to Graceland?
No, we tried. It was going to be, it was too expensive.
Yeah.
What?
We did Sun Studios.
Which I'm glad we did that.
It was free because we basically took the tour as musicians.
It's a free tour if you can prove
that you're in a band. And we
looked like a band.
And we smelled like a band.
Graceland is beautiful.
It's beautiful, baby.
I went there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I went there when I moved out here.
I went there when you were a kid, too.
In the 80s?
Yes.
Like in 85, I think I went. 86.
Ryan and Elvis were still pooping at the time.
That's probably when I went, yeah, probably.
So that's my 2018 album of the year, the Big Star album. So let's turn our attention now to A.D. Adams, and I'm very curious.
Yes, what's up?
Of what you have chosen as the album of 2018.
Well, I am simply blown away by your pick. It was great. It was great, and it really embodies all that is Shabby Road Record Show. It's fun. It's raw. It doesn't have to be technically great to be aesthetically great or pleasing or hit a button. It's raw. It's rock and roll, and that's kind of what we are here.
Yes,
raw. So, I mean, there really were some great records put out in 2018. Some I have, some I don't have, and some we played on the show, some we didn't. You know, obviously there are a few that really stand out. You already went to Anywhere Live with Imperial State Electric. Now,
that's
on my list of great records, and I don't have it. See, that's the thing. I can't nominate it because it's not sitting on my record shelf.
I've been
listening to the fuck out of that on Spotify.
That's the real trick, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
You got to have it to play it.
Right, so there's that. So, I got to scratch that one off the list, so in the spirit of the show. But, yeah, I mean, that would put that right up at the top of the list. It's a great double live album, blah 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 blah. Another record that we mentioned earlier was Spiders Killing Machine, another Swedish band. They had that super hot Sophie Ann Hoyles, the lead singer. They're playing.
You can't play that because it's in the masturbatorium.
Right. It won't play anymore. The needle just trudges through the goo.
And I like
through
that.
The goo one of your films.
Oh yes, exactly.
With Brandy Snifter.
Brandy sniffed him.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, this is a great, great record, but, and they get extra points for having a dude in the band named Ollie Griphammer. Period.
I want to be in his band.
That is
Griphammer.
So fucking metal. Griphammer. That's just so
his
fucking
solo
badass.
Project.
Yeah.
I'm totally in.
So, but again, it, like you had said earlier, it's almost like we took the same notes, like we traded notes, like we cheated on each other's tests. Because again, that doesn't rise quite to the level of a Fratelli's, you know, We Need Medicine, or it doesn't rise quite to the level of Horisont's About Time record.
Last
year was Horisont, which every fucking track on there is a masterpiece. And you just go, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. That's an absolute, hell, that's probably record of the decade as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, Killer Machine by Spiders is a good fucking rock and roll record. A really, really, really good rock and roll record. But could I give it the gold medal? I say, no, man, not quite.
Not quite. Not quite. It's got to be really special.
Right? Another one, and I got it from G-Man, Gary, Apocalypse Blues Review's second record, The Shape of Blues to Come, based out of Florida. Dear friend of mine, Shannon Larkin, plays the drums, and Tony Rombola plays guitar. This is Godsmack's guitar and drum tandem. Great combination of throwback electric blues. Think Doors. Think almost Butterfield Blues Band.
And they got an old man that sings.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Rafer John. Yeah. And he's fucking great. He's kind of a Jim Morrison. They're total. Tony Rombola's doing some Trower-worthy guitar licks. And there's, Shannon's doing that big fucking Bonamy blues drumming thing. So it's got all that. It's a great, fun album. It's sort of the blues meets the kings of modern metal. It's a real delightful fucking record. But again, could I put that at the very top, the best of 2018? And I go, God damn.
It doesn't have the X factor that we're looking for.
That, right.
And, the big star record is what it is. Is the X factor? They're playing to no one. No one cares.
Right.
A great band in front of nobody.
Which is an intriguing.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. So it's got that going for it. So I'm pulling my fucking hair out. The Fratellis.
What's left of it?
Well, the Fratellis, now they put out a record in 2018.
Really?
Yeah, I've listened to it a few times. I haven't bought it yet.
Okay.
It's not We Need Medicine. That's a, God, fuck, what a great record.
Okay.
It's just not, it doesn't rise to that. And again, since I don't own it, whatever. Mm. But I thought I'd mention it because it's a pretty good record. Fratellis can do no wrong in my book, So that's really about it. So what to do? For me, the record of the year, you've got to be doing fucking backflips. Every fucking song, or almost every song.
Yeah.
And so they just, these records didn't rise. So I'm going to kind of go a little weirdo, a little rogue, if you will. So all the records I just mentioned are going to tie for second place.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Right. There you go.
But they don't get the win. So what am I going to do? Well, instead, I got in my mystery box right here. I decided I would change the rules a bit because I couldn't come up with a number one in 2018. This is my favorite album that I bought in 2018.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
I'm doing
that. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
You can't stop me now.
Yeah.
So this will then make it my official album of the year selection. I know it's cheating wildly, but come on.
I don't see archival.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but archival big star records.
Yeah, have security come remove
me
later.
Bitching.
Right, exactly. So serendipitously enough, Ryan, my record is a live record.
Oh.
And it is a ruckus, raw, horribly recorded live record. Right at the cusp of this band becoming superstars. This was released in 1981, 4 years after the tragic passing of lead guitar and lead singer, same guy. It's a live album, like I said, from one of Shabby Road's favorite pop stars. It's easily the best album I bought this year because it encapsulates their personality, much like your record did yours. And it really, it kind of grabs that intimacy, packed with incredible energy and mayhem, and it's palpable on this record, much like Slade Alive. That feel.
Ooh, Slade Alive is a powerhouse.
But this crowd,
Kiss Alive, by the way, is named after it.
Yes,
that's how powerful that record is.
Whoever was running the crowd noise fader on this one couldn't get enough juice in that machine and that old Studer, whatever he was mixing
the
it
big
on.
Big Star record did not have a crowd noise fader.
This is the,
there's no crowd.
The polar opposite of this. This was recorded live, right at the infancy of the classic lineup of this band when they made their big 1-2 punch albums, Electric Warrior and The Slider.
Oh!
I have T-Rex in concert.
What?
Yes.
Did you ever play this on the show? You never did.
No.
And now you're just whipping it out all of a sudden.
I've been waiting for the best opportunity, and I go, this is what I'm going to do with my pick tonight.
So you've chosen this as your favorite record
it
of 2018.
It is absolutely. This record.
T-Rex in concert.
Is a delight.
Oh my God, look at Mark Bolan.
It is a delight.
He is those impossibly high cheekbones.
This is when he was still sitting down cross-legged and playing, you know, and talking with the crowd intimately, you know. But this is right. This is 1971 at the beginning of their
71
at the recorded then, and it was so
this is gonna be good.
So Electric Warrior had not come out yet.
Wow.
So this was
really?
Yeah, so they were just, as a matter of fact, the track that I'm going to play, he goes talking about it's so pompous, Bolan. He's going into this rap because I want to play the whole intro that he gives. It's like a spoken, you know, like the, all right, this next song we're going to do. All right, well, listen. You know, you know, the whole pop star thing, it's just, no, it doesn't appeal to us. You know, Top of the Pops is bullshit. You know, it's not
right.
It's not like what we would like to do, you know. So he's all talking like, we're so above this. Now, this is when he had first got his new band together with Steve Curry, Bill Legend, and of course, Mickey Finn had been with Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
But this was with Steve Curry and Bill Legend, because remember, they were the ones who did, they didn't do the first T-Rex album. They did Electric Warrior and the Slider. So this is T-Rex's new band, and they're just starting to see fame. Ride a White Swan
number one
is happening.
Number one record,
Hot
yeah.
Love is going a little nuts.
Another
that
number
single
one
right so yeah so they're at the peak of their, they're just stepping into superstardom here. And this is them at their most ruckus best. The recording is horrible. The band, there's some out of tune shit. Bolan, he goes into this rap and he goes, I'm drunk, you know, and he starts rambling about this and that about, you know, how like, oh, the, you know, the Top of the Pops, blah, blah, blah. We don't need that. That's not what we do. We're
Where's
above
it,
that.
Is it recorded in England, I presume?
Yeah,
not
it's
on
European,
the American.
Yeah.
The American shows were even worse, apparently.
Oh, like, this is
even more
hysterical.
Ragtag.
He's so much cooler than you and me combined.
Mark Rowland,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
He is.
Yes,
oh,
he
my
is.
God.
Oh, Liz, take it easy over there.
Yeah.
She can hand this to Liz so she can.
Yes, she should.
But this is just a, like a kind of, I think what it is I think somebody, you know, it was done, it released in 81. He died in what, 77?
Seven.
Let's call it 77-ish, yeah. Right? So, you know, somebody just probably found, hey, look what I found, some old tapes.
Yeah.
And so there's no overdubs. It's raw. And again, the crowd is so fucking loud in this, which makes it so fun because they just react to everything he does.
They are in full T-Rex-tacy.
yes, they are. Absolutely,
they
are.
They freaking loved him. So, that Born to Boogie album shows you some of that, too.
I believe it's Boogie, right?
Oh, excuse
Born
me.
Born to Boogie?
God, what am I thinking?
What are you doing?
Born to Boogie. God, we'll punch that in later.
Destroying the English language. So this is aww. You know, the crowd is eating it up, and as a result, Mark Bolan is totally eating that up.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're encouraging each other, and he is so
drunk.
Beautifully pompously glitter. He's just so cosmic. He is our cosmic dancer.
Yeah.
Danza on this.
Yes.
And it's just, again, it's so delightfully Bowie, and such a great photograph and representation of that star that was at that moment. Mm. Was rising to become what they became, you know, what he ultimately and that band became, legendary. So, this was on Mark Records, M-A-R-C, Mark Records.
Yeah.
And it was, I'm going to play extracts from Rip Off as he goes, oh, this is you want to hear what our new record's going to be like? Here's a little bit of it. And he plays like a little bit of Rip Off, and he stops, he goes, yeah, like that. It goes like that.
Excerpts of Rip Off.
And then Into Deborah, in which he forgets the words drunkenly.
Oh,
and it's wonderful.
I love Deborah.
And he just giggles. He's so proud of it. Oh, I forgot the words. But it, you know, kind of doesn't matter because I'm Mark Bolan.
Is he on the acoustic guitar?
Yes, he's on the acoustic,
one?
Yeah.
Because Deborah's an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, so this is all stripped down. There's not a lot of the electric stuff going on.
Deborah.
So this is just him and Mickey Finn doing their thing. But yeah.
Oh, and he's on acid.
Oh, yeah. This is a great find. I found this at the record room. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, what the fuck?
You found that at the record room?
Just went in there. Dude,
$10,
it was $11, $11.98.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, I'm taking that one home. And then I just sat on it because you knew I had it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to do with it? And then we knew we had the show coming up. And I obviously had the same dilemma you were. It's like, God, what am I going to make? pick for song album of the year? What's my favorite record? What the fuck? And I'm like, well, I'm just going to pick the best one I bought all year. This record, you have to borrow it. If you don't, there's something wrong with you.
How can I say no?
So, dude, it is so balling and it's absolutely the most fun record I've bought in a long, long time.
Nice.
From stem to stern. So from Mark Records. Oh, produced by Tony Visconti, by the way.
Oh, he produced it. But it sounds horrible, so...
He probably said, yeah, I got 15 minutes. Bring the tape in, and I'll
try to
transfer it to digital.
Yeah. Try my best to clean it up.
Yeah. So anyway, the album's called T-Rex in Concert. We're going to play extracts from Rip Off and the big intro to and the song Deborah.
I will leave my headphones on for this. I'm going to hear every morsel of
album
it.
Of the year.
And it says...
Really fun.
Dedicated to those sadly missed.
Yeah.
Mark Bolan, Steve Curry, and Steve Took.
Yep.
God, they were all dead by 81.
Yeah, yes. Dude, right? How about that?
It's a song called Deborah. For you in the back row. It's strange because we occasionally get people. We really do get people who just say to us, you know, why don't you do I Thought Unicorn Was a Gas, or I Thought Prophets Was a Groove, and why don't you do all that stuff, and how come you changed, and why did you do what you do? And people do all that, and I'm sure there's some of you that feel like that. But I hope that you realise that. It's just that. Now, really, I'm very drunk, so you must be with me, but I'm just trying to explain to you what no one ever seems to write about us or explain about us. Or you know, all we're concerned with is being involved with humanity. You know, I don't give a f*** about records and charts and stuff, you know? I'm being honest, on Top of the Pops is the lowest, right? You know, we're not involved in all that. We're really not involved in all that at all. We just don't understand that. But, you know, like that song, for me in particular, is very, you know, I really enjoy that. I enjoy singing that song. It's a good song to do. And for me, it's the same as any of the old songs I ever wrote. Well, I never changed. I can listen to that. I don't remember those songs, particularly the old ones. But I don't remember what I wrote last week, you know? Because we write, there's a nice one called Raw Ramp. Which you'd really like. It's a raunchy one. Yeah, it's a... You'll turn me on. If one could rip off that you're going to love. Hang on. Dancing in the dark, it's a juke on the park, it's a rip off. There's that one. I get it. Dancing in the nude, feeling such a dude, it's a rip-off. Therapy toe with a bang your gong, it's a rip-off.
Ah! That's what the next album's like. Completely rip-off. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Believe me, if anyone ever says to you, you know, that we've changed, we haven't changed. We've grown a little bit, but we haven't changed. Come on, Mickey, she's saying, do it, baby, say something. Always dressed like a conjurer, it's fine to see your young face hiding the stallion that I'm riding, Deborah. Na 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 na.
Dug and dug. Oh, Deborah, I was dressed like a zebra. It's fine to see your young face hiding in the stallion that I'm riding, Deborah. Dug and dug. Oh, Deborah, I was dressed like a conjurer. Forgot the words. The stallion that I'm riding. Dug and re-dug and dug and re-dug and re-dug.
Nice crowd.
Wow.
It's Mark Bowen. It's Mark Bolan.
You know, they were so right poised to become just superstars.
Yeah.
They were superstars right there.
Yeah, they had already had some big hits.
Yeah, Hot Love and Ride
a White Swan
were number one records.
That, yeah.
And it was just all over the British press.
Yeah,
and,
man.
Everything.
How great. It's okay, so.
It was terrible. So, it's fucking
okay.
Terrible.
Right, it was. Now, let me clarify that. So, okay, that was from my
2018
record of the year. Now, it came out in 81. It didn't come out in 2018, but I went through that before, and I'm sticking to it. Now, here's the deal. If you love T-Rex, I guarantee you were giggling the whole time. That was so delightful.
What was my face like the entire time?
Just, you wouldn't take your headphones off. You were just grinning in this place. Yeah, I think you were actually in the third row because your eyes were closed half the time. I was watching you over there.
Clutching my breasts. Like.
And Mark. So, it wasn't Song of the Year. Don't forget.
No. Record of the Year.
Right, Record of the Year.
Yeah.
But the whole record's this fun. It's sloppy and it's raw and they're tripping balls.
I like how he just comes out with I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It just literally said, I'm drunk.
And, you know, and
he forgets the words. Yeah, just like he said.
He forgets the words. And, dude, is that conga player? Is that the worst conga player?
It's horrible.
He ain't no Pete Escovedo. Like,
so shut up.
It didn't matter, though.
Well, was it Steve Took?
No, that was
Mickey Finn.
Mickey Finn, yeah.
He was like a male model.
Steve Took was out
of
there.
He's not a fucking musician.
Well, that was the great part when he goes, Mickey, say hello. Say something, Mickey. And he just comes, hi. The crowd goes, now the girls are losing their shit.
Oh, I love T-Rex so much.
And of course, you know, he has no interest in becoming a pop star, of course.
Oh, yeah, no interest in that.
Although before his big records came out, he's banging on doors going, I'm the next pop star and you need to facilitate that.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you don't ever write about that part. I mean, we don't really care.
No, we don't care.
We haven't changed. Everyone says you changed, but we haven't changed.
And Top of the Pops, we're older. It's a bullshit, Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, what did he have his own show called Mark. It was exactly like Top of the Pops. A couple years later?
Yes.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
So good.
Six episodes.
I'm so above it until I'm it.
Right.
And then I'm above it again.
Yes.
And then when you're it, I'm past it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how great is that? So, yeah, that was T-Rex in concert.
Yay.
Fantastic. Mm. Came out in 1981. That's my 2018 record of the year.
This is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm borrowing that.
You have to, dude.
And you can borrow this Big Star.
I definitely want to check that one out.
That just seems like
a really dark, sad place for... to spend an evening.
It's great. They're so good. It won't put you in a... You're not in a bad mood.
Until the song ends and you go... And then you feel sorry for them again.
Right after,
you know...
I feel empathy for them.
While they're playing, you're going, yeah. And then they finish and there's like...
It's like, how good of a song do you need to write?
It's got
to
be an emotional roller coaster, this record.
It is. It's great. That's my record. Oh, and I will be grabbing your Jethro Tull benefit on the way out, please.
Oh, my friend.
If you may file that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Liz. What were you saying?
This is my tribute to Big Star.
Thank you. It's a little too late.
Somewhere Alex Chilton is wiping a tear away from
now,
his...
Don't you just want to like take that record and remix it and mix
put
in
like
a crowd?
Oh, how about the crowd noise on that T-Rex record?
Yeah, put
record?
The T-Rex. Can we play them at the same time?
You want crowd noise? That's some fun crowd noise, Paul Stanley.
Say hi, Alex Chilton.
Hi.
So you have some stats.
Well, it's the last show of the year, and I kind
of
look back.
Season five.
So I... kind of went across, what we had done here, and of course our great pal Steve Seaborg, and our official statistician at our corporate office, warehouse, and museum located in the greater Chicagoland area.
Museum.
Museum. All the dead bed bugs.
There are dead bed bugs there at the museum.
I'm sure
you can
there
go
are.
See them.
Yeah, yeah, they're in a jar.
Yes.
Yeah. They wanted to, well, PETA's protesting. They wanted free range bed bugs. But
oh, true.
We got them penned up, yeah.
Those people.
So, our first show stumbled drunkenly like Frogger across the internet highway on March 24th, 2014. So that's 4 years, 8 months, 2 weeks, and 2 days we've been doing this, right?
Wow.
Since the first show, we have, and now I'm going through and including last week's A Shockingly Shabby Christmas, which was episode 196. So all my stats are from...
Up to date.
Up to date as of last show.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. So all right, I'm kicking back. I love this stuff.
We have played.
I'm a nerd, for
right?
That.
Yeah. Okay. So 196 episodes. Now let me get. Now before we start, when I say episodes, I'm talking about numbered episodes. If you go to our website, you're going to find special episodes or sub series type episodes like Happy Hour.
Yes,
or Lifers. Remember Tailgate Live and some of the other shows?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right, so we had done a lot of side series that are not numbered and we're playing from the mystery box. So that does not include this. My stats only include our numbered episodes, just to get that straight.
The flagship regular show.
Right, yes, exactly. So we have played 1,118 songs.
Wow, really?
Yes,
God,
we have.
It's over 1,000?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Damn.
And there have been 631 different artists represented.
Nice.
So, you know, obviously we're going to play a few Kiss songs and a few Alex Harvey songs and a few Slate tunes, of course. And we have spun a total number of separate slabs of vinyl. Like maybe we played two songs from Tomorrow Belongs to Me by Sensational Alex Harvey Band. Okay, that only counts as one.
Okay.
As one slab of vinyl.
So separate albums played.
989 separate slabs of vinyl have been
spun,
right? Of those 1,118.
Out of the figure that you quoted of 1,100, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Rare for a record to get a second spin then.
Right. Yeah. So if we are going to play a few, let's say, Run DMC songs, I'm going to play some from Tougher Than Leather, and I'm also going to play some from Kings of Rock, right? So
okay.
You get me, right? Mm. So
it's funny.
It's interesting.
I love Run DMC.
We played once. Yeah, once they played.
I thought I played, right?
Kings of Rock, the album? You should play it.
Maybe you didn't play it. No, I have Tougher Than Leather.
Oh, you should play that.
I can't believe I didn't.
What's the matter with you?
Holy fuck.
T-Rex was the
right. Well, I guess we know what's coming up in one of the
next
episodes. Yeah. So now what that does, that as far as, okay, now let's talk first time spins. In other words, you know, new artists to the show.
Virgins.
Yep. Of the 631 artists played in, different artists played in the 196 episodes, that averages out to 3.21 first-time spins per episode. So we're introducing over half of both of our mystery boxes combined as first-time artists.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
Yeah, still able to bring...
I'm really proud of that stat more than anything.
I think that's the one I always strive for. I always try to put at least one in my box. Sometimes I don't.
It's one of your films.
Right, yeah. Put one in my box. Yeah. Two in the can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two in the can and one in the box.
Yeah. But I'm... Ouch. So that's kind of... That's a pretty good... That's what I'm pretty proud of as well. I think that's real... And again, that's kind of what the show is all about, right? Isn't that... What the fun of buying, half the fun of buying records, not only just digging your favorite bands or learning songs if you're a musician, you know, and when you're a kid, but discovering the music and then the other half of the fun is sharing that fun.
Yeah.
Sharing that music. Long gone are the days like when you, you're on your, you know, your Stingray Schwinn with the, you know, ape hanger, ape hanger handlebars with the banana seat and the sting, you know, like the Stingray side, and you got the sissy bar and you're holding those ape hangers with one hand and you got sissy an arm, armful of albums under the other.
Yeah.
And you're pedaling over to Mott's house and going, dude, I got the new Sir Lord Baltimore, you know, yeah. I'm on my way over right now, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's kind of what we do here. And I'm glad that we could still keep doing that, bringing new artists rather than going. And of course, we're going to keep going. Here's another fucking Bowie song. Because sure. You know why? Because fucking Bowie. Woo.
Yeah, we haven't got through all the Kiss albums yet.
Exactly.
Or the Bowie albums and all that.
So expect that. But yeah, I mean, looking back on that, that was a number that, I'm pretty fucking proud of that record, of that stat.
Well, you're really good at taking chances on records where you go to the store and you just, this cover looks cool. And Liz reflected that in her gift to you for Christmas.
Yeah.
With that band Gone.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Is that good?
You're going to be hearing a lot. That's a great record. That record is, there's no reason for that record to be that good. I listened to the whole thing after last episode, after everybody split. I stayed here and I listened to it twice, and it's a double album.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I passed out drunk on the couch.
I passed out drunk on my couch too.
Yeah,
listening to the Ruddles.
I did too. I passed out drunk.
And Emmett Rhodes.
It's awesome. So yeah, but so and also now, as far as first spins go, total first spins, I've spun first. I've drawn the red ace 98 times. Ryan, you've drawn it 87 times. So I'm.
You are kicking my ass.
But we have a three-way tie for third.
Really?
With one each, Ricky Serrano.
Yeah.
Ricky Serrano, Mikey Bones, and my mom, Judy Adams. So there's that.
Oh, that's a great episode with our moms.
Right, yes. Yeah.
What's it called? Does anybody remember?
The Great Mom Off.
The Great Mom Off.
Great Mom Off. Yeah.
That was this year or last year?
Last year.
Last year.
We got to do
Because it was up for a Shabby Award and didn't win, which was shocking. It's a tough conversation with
that
my mom.
Was so
thanks a lot, Shabby Academy.
You can never beat the Christmas episode.
The Christmas episodes are tough to beat.
So are you going to do another show with your mom? No, we shan't.
We shan't.
Together again. We shall never share
it didn't go
the
over.
Microphone again. We shall never share the airwaves.
Sure.
It's not what we do. It's like, you know. It's below us. So anyway, there's some good little stats right there, and I thought it was fun looking back on the year and what we're doing here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been cool. It's been a great year here at the Shab. And
season 5 was one for the record books. Some let's thank Liz for really stepping up and doing a great job with Sal 5000 and stuff. It's just been an awesome year.
Thank you.
She's really flourishing over there in the Shabby Command Center, and we appreciate that. And
you're welcome.
She's got us serving her drinks now. How did she pull that off?
That's pretty good.
Very well done. She's over there. I'll have a Miller's.
Right. Send it over. But lots of great fun episodes, some cool guests, and as per usual. So if you want to hear some of those back episodes, go to our website, shabbyroadrecordshow.com. You can hear everything from episode 1. On to episode 196.
So you know what we need stats for?
What's that?
How many movies has AD done?
We do need a list.
God.
There's a lot. You were doing 2 or 3 a day.
Oh, you'd have to listen to every fucking episode. How horrible would that be to do to somebody? Horrible.
We just got finished asking them to go back and listen to all.
I mean, what a great
Great
so
idea.
If you go back and listen to it, take notes and number the episode and
how many movies has AD been in? Right. What are the titles of all of AD's movies?
God, how
oh, there's a million
t-shirt.
Of them. Yeah, that would be. Yeah. Oh, Steven Seaborg, put that together.
Don't do that to that poor guy. We like Steven. Don't do that to him. He's our friend.
Labor intensive.
Yeah.
That's a new tab on the Excel spreadsheet.
So, well, thank you guys very much. It's been an awesome year. This is episode 197 is officially closing out season 5 of the Shabby Road Record Show. We got some really cool things we're going to put together for the next couple weeks to listen to some best of shows where we take entire segments, shabby super segments. So, I mean, I for sure I got to do the Trooper one where we played
Roller rink.
Yeah. And so, AD, send me what you think are some of the best segments of all time. I mean, this year we had a thing where we did a Kiss record, and we did an impression of every single member of Kiss.
That was epic.
That was pretty good, yeah. I didn't even realize we were doing it until one of the listeners pointed it out. I'm like, I guess we did. We hit them all. You had Eric Carr going at one point.
I didn't even know. I've never heard him speak. I mean, he was probably British. Probably. Right. No. You know, are we going to do fucking Love Gun? Are we going to do Black Diamond tonight, Paul?
Eric, stop.
Stop talking with a goddamn English accent.
So thank you guys very much. Yeah, make sure you find us on the social media stuff. But also, hey, Christmas is coming up, so you got 2-day shipping, man. You can still make those stocking stuffers happen if you visit the Amazon stuff shop there. But go to our website first, shabbyroadrecordshow.com. There is an Amazon banner sitting there waiting patiently. You should totally sign up for Amazon Prime. Yes, and get that going. 2-day shipping, free. Oh, it's, you never have to leave the house. Stay in your robe and your slippers all day.
You can be in your masturbatorium and
with your CZ not have to worry about records. A thing.
You don't have to clean up and go to the music store.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Mop up and go out in public.
Mop. Wow. Okay. So, yes, thank you.
What a year.
That's a good way to end it. So, thank you, Liz, Damian Brooks, for everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sal 5000.
You're welcome.
She was, right?
Hard to get along with.
She's difficult. She is difficult. Well, the mystery boxes are empty, so it's time for me to go out into the parking lot and start some fires with our local deranged arsonist hooker. But before I grab this pile of oily rags and matches, I'll bid a fond milieu to AD Adams.
Well, indeed, Ryan, the boxes are as empty as my cavernous, callous heart. The vinyl has all been spun, and the booze has been drained from the bottles and directly under the front of my shirt. So as we gasp for oxygen in this ever-present cloud of smoke in the room, we thank you all out there sincerely for spending your precious time with us as we share the gift of music with you, the mighty Shabby Academy. Thanks for a wonderful year. Seriously, thank you. But, Ryan, as we dim the lights here at the world's shittiest studio, I've just got to wish you, my pal and my co-host, a good evening and a Barry Bonds tattoo.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. nameonanything.com.